Podcast. I am Callie Hunter, your host, and today is a very special episode because I'm going to be featuring my new book. The book is called Jump, How Chronic Illness Made Me Well, and I have been trying to get this out into the world for years now. So, I've been kind of thinking through, how do I promote it? How do I get the word out there that this book is live? And I figured, I know a girl who has a podcast, so maybe I should talk to her. I'm being real cheesy, but that's me. I have a podcast, so I'm just going to talk about the book a little bit today, give you some background on why I wrote it, what it's about, who it's for. Why I wrote it. Jump was originally not a book. Jump was originally a bunch of jumbled up notes on my computer, just different journal entries that I had started to write as as I was in the throes of my illness, as well as kind of reflecting back on it. Actually, the book itself reflects a lot of the healing that came from writing itself. So it's like this book, while talking about my illness and healing from my illness, was actually healing in and of itself. Why again? I started writing, and I talk about it in the book a little bit. I went to see a therapist, and I told her I'm going on a healing journey. As like cheesy and ridiculous as that sounds, I was ready. And I was also dealing with issues with my marriage, and I just knew that I wanted to start heading in the right direction. I just wanted to start living. I just wanted to stop living a life that I didn't want. I wanted to stop living in this sort of comfortable breakfast, lunch, dinner existence, you know? And mostly I wanted to be out of pain. That's really what I wanted. But also I was kind of woken up to what we're blinded to when we're well. So I went to a therapist. I was talking to her, and she said, "What do you typically do or have you done in the past that makes you feel better?" And I told her I write. I like to write, but I don't have time. I have 3 kids under 5 years old. I have a chronic illness. Like, when am I going to actually sit down and write? And she was like, "Well, your assignment for therapy is to write for at least 20 minutes a day." And unfortunately in my life, or fortunately, I'm not sure, it takes other people telling me to take care of myself, And that's what it took. It took her telling me that I had to do that to make progress with therapy, and I started writing. That's where Jump began. And I guess as I started to heal, then I also realized that I had an obligation, because it's really tricky to talk about this, because I understand the need for authenticity, the need for people who are experiencing chronic pain and the worst of chronic illness to have a place to go where they can voice that. And I hope that, you know, my platforms have been a place where people can feel safe to do that, and can see that, you know, it's a place where I do talk about that, where I talk about the difficult parts of being sick. Unfortunately, I also found, again, I talk about this in the book, that the chronic illness community itself can be a very, very impossible place to find any sort of healing or hope. You might find some social support, but it's more of like this, we will surround you and be there for you if you admit your misery and admit that you're going to be sick forever. And there were things like, I've talked about this on the podcast before, but phrases like just accept your new normal. And I never wanted to do that. I never wanted to accept my new normal. I didn't want to just be okay with being sick forever. And it wasn't until that I started seeing people who had healed, who were in remission, who were living good lives, even with their illnesses, some of them who had recovered altogether, that I actually had any semblance of hope. And so I guess as I started to heal myself, I wanted to make those of us whose stories didn't end with being at home and sad and desperate and terrible for the rest of our lives, I didn't want those to be the only stories that were heard. I wanted also the stories of those of us who went through this, who found purpose. And I'm not saying I don't think you have to get sick. I don't think we should. I think it's actually a really terrible, unnatural thing. And I don't want anyone to have to go through it. But I am so grateful that I did, because it did reveal that, like, I don't want to live a bullshit life. I don't want to just kind of acquiesce to what is handed to me if it's not what I want to live and do. And so my illness revealed that to me, that once I healed from that, I wasn't going to let anything else take away from the life, the one life that I have. And so I wanted to give back. I wanted to tell that story. I wanted to share with people who were still sick and miserable that, hey, maybe you won't heal physically, maybe not. But there is a deeper understanding into the human condition and into just living presently and finding joy and purpose and love in every moment of life. And there's nothing like pain that draws your attention to the moment. So I talk about that in the book. And I also wanted to give very real hope to people who had things like interstitial cystitis or other conditions that can go into remission, that you don't actually have to be sick forever. Like, just because a doctor said it is a chronic illness, it does not mean that you will be feeling this pain for the rest of your life. Maybe. For some people, that's true. But I'd say for the majority of people, at least with interstitial cystitis, we go into remission. And for the most part, we live lives where we hardly think about our bladders. And so I wanted to share that. I had to come back. It's like, you know, if you get out of like this war zone, And you found the path, you found a map, and you're out, and you know that there are thousands of people back there with the same wondering how. And you could go on with your life and never go back and never face it again, because going back in there is scary. It's scary. It's scary for me to even talk about my illness, because I'm afraid sometimes that I'm going to start feeling the symptoms simply because I've made those neural connections again. But I couldn't very well just continue to live my life on the other side of the wall. You know, like, I had to go back. And so this was my, you know, my podcast was a way for me to do that. But this book very specifically felt like a way to do that. Okay, so why I wrote it. What is it about? The book is it's three parts. The first part talks a lot about diagnosis and all of the different treatments I went through to try to find healing. Unfortunately, I'm saying that a lot, but unfortunately, interstitial cystitis is an illness that is way misunderstood. Most doctors don't even know what it is. I talk about in the book how a doctor kept calling it interstitial nephritis or something. I forget exactly what he called it. It's in the book, but he had it completely wrong, which essentially means like your bladder is dead, which my bladder was not dead. It was just mutilated. It can just be very difficult to find help in the medical community. It can be hard to find help for your mental health, because what they do is they hand you these pamphlets that's like, here, this is this easy diet that you can do, or here, come in for this very easy procedure, which, by the way, that procedure was the worst thing I've ever done in my life. But there's just not there's not a lot of support as you're going through that. And so I was hoping that my story could open the eyes of those reading it. Whether you're going through it, you know someone who's going through it, or you just, you know, are a human being who could help advocate for, knowledge of these particular illnesses that people think we're crazy when we talk about our symptoms, that we get this medical gaslighting of, well, you're just anxious, you're not really feeling these things, this isn't real, when you're feeling this very real pain, and then to have someone tell you on top of that that you're making it up, or maybe you're trying to get attention. Like, it's just such a god-awful thing to go through, and I wanted to bring that to light. And then I also think to just tell someone that you're going to be sick for the rest of your life, or you're going to be in pain for the rest of your life, but then not offer them any form of mental health support, we are just like handing people a loaded gun. And I'm sorry to put it like that, but that's what it is. And the suicide rate within those that have chronic illnesses, and specifically interstitial cystitis, is ridiculously high. And I was there. And so a lot of this book is about, the title, Jump, is about one of the times I thought about it a lot, actually. When I thought about ending my life, I thought about jumping. Recently, I told my kids about this because the book is coming out and they're going to be at the launch party, and I wanted them to just kind of have an idea from me. I didn't want them to hear it from other people. I wanted them to hear from their mom. And the beginning of the book is dedicated to them. That I did have those thoughts. And it was one of the most difficult and beautiful conversations that I've ever had, because they started crying, and I tried to say it in like the most appropriate way for little ears to hear it, but I just told them, you know, it was really hard, and I did have times where I wanted to end my life, and I didn't, because I wanted to be here for you, but I know that there are lots of people who are feeling the same way, and I wanted to give them some hope, and I wanted to give them some of my story to hopefully help them on theirs. And while that was a difficult conversation to have with my kids, it was also something that I think they need to be aware of, and hopefully something that they can carry into their own lives, of just being empathetic and sensitive to people who are going through very real things. And we need to advocate for better mental health support for people who are going through a chronic illness diagnosis, continued chronic pain. It does not ever feel like there is a way out. And so it feels like the only way out is to end your life. And I guess I wanted to be a voice that says, it's not the only way. The only way might feel like ending your life, but relief is possible even after a year and a half of pain. I had given up really at that point of ever finding real relief from my condition. I kind of had just accepted that maybe I would always feel this, but how was I going to live with it? And I'm telling you right now from this chair today, I am in zero pain. I have zero symptoms. I live like a normal person. And I know how lucky I am, and that a lot of people don't get here, but a lot of us do. And so I just wanted to be a voice that shared, this is not the end of your story. Please don't give up. If the book is about anything, it's about that. And so who is it for? It's for, yes, those who have chronic illness and chronic pain. It's for people who are ready to give up, who are facing something. Maybe it's not an illness, but maybe it's something in their life that they just feel like they can't get past, you know, like they've tried so hard for so long and the light just never appears. You know, like it's just one step after one step after one step into the darkness, and it does not feel like they will ever, ever see a relief to their pain, whatever that pain may be. This book is for you, because I found in the darkness to stop looking for the light to find me and to start looking within to find the light itself that was already there. And so that's what the last half of the book is about. The middle is all about the grief, because you're never going to get to any moment of enlightenment, any moment of self-knowing or discovery or growth without the very necessary grieving that we have to do. This is another thing that I found that is often criticized, you know, that those of us who have lost our health are criticized for not just putting on a big old smile and telling everyone how great we're doing and it's all so great because I'm fine and God has blessed me and blah, 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 blah. Like, no, that's all bullshit. You have lost your health. You may not be grieving another person, but you are grieving the loss of self. And you have to rebuild an entirely new identity. And that is not easy. And it goes all the way down to diet, having to completely change your diet. That is a form of identity. And I didn't realize that until I went through interstitial cystitis and had to give up all of these foods that really kind of made up a lot of who I felt like I was. And then as you have to pull all of those things away and lose so much of that person, you have to identify who is left, what is left. And that is an excruciating yet incredibly illuminating process. And that's what I talk about in the book. So that's a summary. The book is now live on Amazon. You can buy it in paperback form, or you can buy it as an Amazon Kindle purchase. If you have any questions, reach out to me. I am open for interviews. I am open for personal messages. I would love if you heard this and said, I just need some encouragement. Just message me. I'm not going to charge you. Please. I want to come back for you. I want to be there for you. And trust me, there are struggles I still face today. But one thing that I know for sure is that there is always hope. There's always hope. Even when it feels like everyone and everything, even your own fucking body, has abandoned you. There's still hope, friend. And if you need someone to tell you that, reach out to me. My Instagram handle is River and Quill. Find me on there. I will put a link to all of it, to the author page, all the ways that you can get in touch with me. Just understand you aren't alone, that this process is not something you were meant to go through alone. And there are places and resources out there for you as you go through it. So thank you for listening. For those of you who have been here for a while, I cannot tell you how grateful I am to have a community that I do. Like reading your messages every day, it gives me so much sense of purpose, and I'm just really